Okay, Shalom Rabosa, good Vach, guten Chodesh. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud Beis. And we are here in the thick and thin of the Agadita Sugyas in Arvei Pesachim. We are two lines up from the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph, Omen Beis, Man Deshasi Maya Bitzai Kashi, Bitzai, sorry. Man deshasi maya bitzai, someone who drinks water from bitzai, that means a plate. So kashi levrunaki, levrukasi, brings a person, makes it difficult to see, some sort of eye disease. The achal tachle velo mashi, are they someone who eats a vegetable called cress, and you don't wash your hands? So then mafchid tlosu yamen, a person will be nervous for 30 days. The masuka velo mashi, are they, that's someone who does bloodletting and doesn't wash his hands. He will be nervous for 7 days. Someone who gets a haircut, doesn't wash his hands. He gets nervous for 3 days. Someone who cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands will be nervous for 1 day. And all these people are not going to know why they're nervous. If a person puts his hand on near his mustache, right, that's is going to make him nervous. It's going to make him scared. It's just apparently just an expression, and it's going to lead you to become more nervous. Yada apusa, but if you put your hand on your forehead, darga the shinta, right, that'll make a person sleepy. Okay, it could be that those are going to cause those things, or that's just the simen, right? Whether classic chakira, simen or siba, is that the reason or is that the cause? Okay, right, two ways to understand what those last two things are. Tana with under a bais. So, ochlin u'mashkin takas hamita. If you have food or drink under a bed, afilu mechupin b'chli barzel. Even if they're covered in steel or metal utensils, so ruach ra shor aleihem, right, they have an evil spirit on them. Right, it could be there's an issue over there. Right, be careful not to eat food that's under your bed. Tana rabbanan, we learned in a bais. Lo yishta adam mayim lo b'leili revios v'lo b'leili shabasos. Person should not drink water on Tuesday night or Friday night. Now, obviously, you're allowed to drink water, but we're talking about the Rashbam says in the dark. I mean, you shouldn't drink water when you're in the dark and you can't see what's in it. If you drink it, so your blood is on your own hands, literally in your own head, but the normal phrase nowadays. You have your blood in your hands, because of the danger. What danger is there? So, Ruach Ra, apparently, there's this evil spirits, Ruach Ra, right? How do you translate? Evil Ruach Ra, evil spirits, I guess, that hangs out in the dark. Right? Obviously, if he's thirsty, right? We drink, right? Person gets up in the middle of the night and needs a drink. So, what does he say? Lema Shiva Kolos, Damar David Al Hamayim Behadar Nishte. He should say the seven kolos, as we'll see in a second, that David said about water, and then he should drink. Basically, you should say what we say Friday night, right? We have a whole big long this parsha that we say in the Pesukah in Kabbalah Shabbos. As you know, call Hashem Alamayim, El Kavodirim, Hashem Alamayim Rabim, call Hashem Makoch, call Hashem Ba'adar, call Hashem Shover Arizim, Vayishaber Arizim, which is Arve Halvanon, etc. Call Hashem Chotzis Lavoseish, call Hashem Yachad Midbar, Yachad Hashem Midbar Kodesh, call Hashem Yachalel, Yelos, Vachasov, Yeros, Vachalokulo, Amerikavot, right? You're already singing it probably. I was just saying that last night. Okay, we should say those things. Again, the beginning talks about water, so that all of those are said about water, right? Meaning that we shouldn't get damaged from the water. Again, this is all stuff that, certainly we believe was shayach back then. If it's shayach now, right? Okay, unfortunately, our levels of kedusha are not as high, and therefore our susceptibility to the kochos of tuma are equally not as high. Again, we've mentioned before that Kosh Baruch Hu sets up the world, good versus evil, and Kadosh versus Tahor versus Tomei, or Tum and Tara. Right, it has to be either an equal amount of each. Otherwise, there's no balance. There's no Bechir Chavshes, etc. So it's the same idea again with all this stuff that certainly there was Shaykh then, but since our sensibilities to Kedusha has dipped, so too our sensibilities to the Kochos HaTumah. Okay. Either way, just to throw that in there. And while I'm throwing things in, I forgot to say that this limud should be a full shleima for Shira Bastavar Leah and for Nami Mira. Rosh Hashanah Rivka Regel. Okay. Vi lo lema hachin. If a person can't say that, doesn't know it, doesn't have an asid or whatever, what do you do with the water? So he says this kind of weird type of lul shafan anigro anir dafin. I don't know what that is. The Arsh Kol translate that, transliterates that and doesn't give a translation. Okay. Ben kochve yisivna ben blei shmene azilna. Right, I'm sitting between stars, I'm going between fat people and between thin people. Meaning, check out the fat people, leave me alone. Check out the thin people, leave me alone. Don't bother me. Vilo, and if you can't say that, so ika inish bahadya, if you have a person with you, so nis are vele male, you should wake him up and you should say, planya bar planya tzach nemaya, father inish. You should say, hey, so and so, hey, shleime, I'm thirsty, I need a drink. Meaning, you want to show that there's someone else here. And it's more likelier that the ruach ro, or the shade, will leave you alone. If you're low, and if there's nobody there, so makar keish nach tuma the achatzba, she makes some noise, bang something against each other. The other nishtei, then you should drink again, kind of to make noise, showing that there's somebody else here, right, or demonstrating. If you're low, and if not nishtei be midi other nishtei, then you can throw something into the water, then you can drink it. Again, we talked about before, right? They mentioned you should put maybe some dirt in it or something, right? Okay, something. So you should kind of get rid of the ruach ro. Okay, Tana Rabbanan with under the brisa. Lo yishta adam mayim lo min haharos v'lo min ha'agamim balaylo. You should not drink from rivers or from swamps at night. And that v'mishasa adam v'brosho p'nei sakana. Right, again, if it's dark, and if he does drink, that's his fault. His blood is on his hands. I was on his head. My sakana. What's this sakana? So sakana's shavrire. Apparently, there was a what's it called? A shade that is in charge of blinding people, and his name was Shavrire. Okay, apparently that shade hangs out by the waters over there. Vitachim Adakante, but if he's thirsty, what did he do? So Ika Inish Bahadi, if you have a person with him, so then Le Malay, again, Palne Bar Planta. I'm not sure why it doesn't say Plone Bar Plone, but okay. Tzachna Maya, right? He says, oh, I'm thirsty, Shlemet. Vimlo, and if there's nobody there, meaning to show the shade that there's somebody there with him. Vilon, if there was nobody there, lemu iu lenavshe, he should say to himself, panya amrili ime, right? My mother said to me, is dair mishavrire, be careful of shavrire, and then you should break down his name. Shavrire, brire, rire, yire, and re. Apparently that kind of, I guess, breaks him down or leaves him, encourages him to leave you alone. Tzachena maya, bekase chivari, right? I'm thirsty for water. In these pottery, in these cups of pottery. Not sure what the pottery has to do with anything. Okay, chivuri usually is white, but okay, not sure. Fine. All right, that's the end. Let's say of the shadim slash evil spirits gemaras, but we do have some more advice and some more sakanas coming from other sources. Like Rabbi Akiva has some advice for us coming up soon. Another Talmid Chachamim. So we're going to do two dots. We're going to talk about for a second, going back to the Mishnah, but then we're going to get back into the Agadita stuff. So we said a filu min tamchoi, that's someone, even if a poor person has to get food from the soup kitchen, so he should get dalad kozos to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara says pshita. Well, yeah, it's a mitzvah they have to fulfill. Right? Why are we going to split dalad kozos between rich and poor people? We don't do that by any other mitzvah. So Gemara says so the mitzvah el afilu Rabbi Akiva. No, we need this for Rabbi Akiva's Shita, because the Amar Rabbi Akiva says, "Asei shavas chachol ve'al tizarech lebrios." It's better for you to have a weekday meal, a weekday type meal, meaning not as fancy, on Shabbos. It's better to do that than to borrow money or get money from tzedakah and make a nicer meal. Now, obviously, the idea on Shabbos is to spitz out your meal, but if you don't have money for it, so Rabbi Akiva says it's not a good thing to accept gifts or tzedakah, right? A person hates, Gemara says that several times, a person who hates gifts will live. Quote from a pasuk in, I want to say Mishlei, but I forget. So the idea is that a person should be a very much a last resort to take tzedakah. I can agree that your Shabbos should have a normal Shabbos. Normal Tuesday night meal should be Friday night, right? As opposed to, right, if you're going to have to borrow, get tzedakah or borrow money, etc., to kind of spitz out the Shabbos. According to that, you might have thought that maybe you don't need four cups at night. So, how come we should be pirsumi nisa modiv? Apparently, over here, because pirsumi nisa, Rabbi Kiva's modiv, that no, even if you have to get tzedakah from the tamchui, so you still should get Dalid Kosos. Tanan Be'elio, we learned in the base Medrash of Elio, right? Many understand this to be Elio Anavi. Okay, otherwise people assume it's the Tana named Elio. Fine. Either way, even though this is what Rabbi Kiva said, still, right, you should still do something to be mechabe the Shabbos, right? Even if you're not going to take tzedakah and make yourself a nicer meal, you should still do something. Fried fish, right? You should try it. Make it a little something extra. It's not like another Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Tema, Omer, Havi Azkan Omer, Kalkan Asher, Ratzkatzvi, Giborga, Kari, Lazos, Rishon, Abichash, Rav Shamayim, right? Well-known Mishnah, Perkei Avos. What does that have to do with food? So it says nothing. It has nothing to do with food, but it means you should go above and beyond, right? Try and put yourself out there a little bit to be b'kai mitzvah. So if you normally have, I don't know, regular fish on Tuesday night, so then make it fried fish on Friday night or whatever it is, right? Kind of go the extra mile and drink something special, eat something special for Shabbos. Tanu Rabbana. Shiva Dvarin Tziva Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Rabbi Kiva told his Rabbi Yeshua, his son, seven things. We're going to see that they're not so pashut, and we're going to have to explain each one. So first he said, Bini Al Teshiv Begavoa Shel Ir V'Tishna. Don't sit at the highest point of the city and learn Torah, because you're going to be distracted, right? If you have a nice view, Baruch Hashem, we have a zocha to a nice view from our apartment, so you can get distracted if you can see what's going on. Don't live in a city where the people in charge are Tamir Chachamim, because Mustama, right? They're learning Torah, says the Rashbam, and they're not going to be so attentive to the needs of the city, right? It's kind of an interesting Gemara to learn, a few days before Israeli elections. But okay, I'll just leave that there for consideration. V'altikan is the beischa pidom, and don't enter your house stam, right, without kind of knocking, without maybe people are doing something that don't want you to be in there, right? The minhag, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is to always knock, on a door that you know if there's somebody there. And some people knock even though they know nobody's home. I think I've heard that once because of Shadim, and I don't know where that comes from, but okay, fine. Kosher ken leveis chavercha, certainly your friend's house, right? Definitely don't just walk in to your friend's house. Always important to knock. V'altim timna min alayim min araglecha, right? Make sure you have shoes on your feet. It's not covetic to go walk without shoes. Hashkem v'chol, eat early in the day. Bekais v'necham v'chorf v'neatzina, because in the summer it's hot, in the winter it's cold, meaning breakfast will help you stay healthy, right? Most important meal of the day. Vasei Shabbos v'chol, treat Shabbos like the weekday. This is what we had before, about the tzarek l'brios, and don't take money from people, meaning it's better to have a regular Shabbos meal than to take tzedakah. V'avim mishtadol im adam she'a Shabbos v'chorkes lo, and go do business with someone who's being matzliach. I take it back, these are not all cryptic. We're going to have some more cryptic instructions that Rabbi Kiva is going to get Rishon Bar Yochai, but these seem to be pretty straightforward. Okay, Amar Rav Papa says, lo lemizban minevel, meaning in terms of the last one, meaning go do business with someone who's b'matzliach, so lo lemizban minevel, lo lezvuni, don't buy yourself from him, meaning because obviously then he's going to beat you in the business deal, right? But elo lemevet shudvus b'edje, no, do a partnership, meaning go into business with him, right? And obviously, you'll ride on his coattails a little bit. I've asked the Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, my dichtiv, my say, Yadav Berachta. The pasuk says that you blessed his hand. This is a pasuk in Eov, right? That Eov first had tremendous aflacha before all of his Yisurim. So, call another Prutum Eov Misbarach. That pasuk seems to say that anybody who took money from Eov, meaning everybody, meaning someone who bought money, bought things from him, someone sold things from him, right, also was blessed. Apparently, you see that it does work, right? Even to be matzliach, to buy or sell something from someone who's doing well at that time. Okay. Now, Chamish Dvar Tzivah Rabbi Kiva es Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai Shai Chavush Beis Asurim. Now, Rabbi Kiva, as you know, right, was put to death with the wonderful misa of combing his flesh off of his body. But first, he was in jail, right? They didn't just take him, stop him, straight to the gallows, right? He was in jail for a bit, right, for teaching Torah. So when he was in jail, Rishon Bar Yochai came to ask advice, and Rabbi Akiva taught him five things. Amar lo, Rishon Bar Yochai said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, lamdini Torah, teach me Torah. So Amar, he said, eni milam, he said, no. He said, I'm not teaching Torah, right? Rashbam says, because he didn't want Rishon Bar Yochai also to be in jail. Okay. Fine. So he didn't want to get him in trouble. So my Lord, Shema Yochai said, "If in Ata Malamdeni Ani Omer LeYochai Abba Umusarecha LeMalchus." So Shema Yochai, I guess empty threat, right? He was already in jail, but he said, "I'm going to tell Yochai my father, and I'll get you reported to the government." I'm not sure. Mistama, he was just trying to show him that I really, really want to learn Torah from you. Right? Obviously, he was in jail already. That I wouldn't have done anything. So I'm allowed to be kiva zetem bni yoser v'masha ego rotze linok. So para rotze lahenik. Right, beautiful mashal that more than the calf wants to drink. So the mother cow wants to, I guess, express her milk. Right, and cows need to express every single day, and that's a shiloh that they have in Eretz Yisrael. I guess in Chutz La'aretz also, but. The issue in terms of milk that has been cow's milk that has been milked on Shabbos, right, the cows need to be taken care of. They need to have their milk expressed every single day. So, right, otherwise they're in tremendous pain. So he said, the mother cow also wants to get rid of. Meaning, he's saying he wanted to teach Torah as much, even more than Rav Shimon wanted to learn, but I can't because listen, I don't want you to. It's dangerous. So Allah said to Misa Umiba Sarkana, who's in danger here? Falo Egal Sarkana. Well, the mother calf is also in Sarkana. But you're also no. The eagle is referring to the calf. Sorry. Then the calf is also in Sarkana. Meaning the calf doesn't drink, right? So then it won't be okay. So if I don't learn, what am I going to do? So my Lord, Rabbi Kiva said to him, "Bikashta lechonek hitla beilan golo. If you want to choke yourself out, hang yourself from a big tree." Now, what does that mean? So both the Rashbam and Rashi seem to say the same thing, but then further. Iyun, a little bit different. So if you look at Rashi, just to say what Rashi says, Hitzla b'ilan gadol, right, towards the end, and more b'shem adam gadol, say something, right, well, let's start with the first one, right, in bekashta lichanik, if you want to choke yourself, meaning lomar dover shiyeh nishma labrios, I'm not sure what the comparison is over here, but if you want to say something that is going to be heard by the masses, people are going to believe you, they'll accept it from you, and more b'shem adam gadol, say them in the name of a great person. Okay, the Rashbam, if you look, says if you look at the first wide line in the Rashbam on the bottom, if you bakash lechanek hisla ve'ilan gadol, he says lomer davar sheyishma labrios v'kablu mimcha u'mishum denaket lishna dechanika. This is important. This is where the Rashbam seemingly differs. First, he kind of quotes Rashi, which leads me to think that that's what Rashi meant. But he said, "Lamod bifnei Rav," meaning learn from a Rebbe, then v'omer shmeitzov mishmo, and say over things in his name. Right? Rashi seems to imply that you just say things that you think is correct in the name of an Adam Gadol, right? You just quote, I don't know, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Even though it's your Shita, right, that seems to be a little bit more far-fetched. Right? The Rashbam kind of quotes him, so that lends me to think that that's what Rashi meant. Again, Rashbam was his grandson, so he would know. But still, it seems to imply that Rashi seems to say that you can say your thoughts in the name of someone who's great so that people will believe you. And Rashbam seems to say, no, go learn by a Rav and repeat his teachings, and that way someone will believe you. Okay. Fine. Either way, I think the strangulation thing, by the way, the chanika, if you want to strangle yourself, right, again, go from a tall tree that we understand. Go from a rav and right, a person, right, he other makes a sada, a person is compared to a tree, but the strangle thing, mistama, means that if you want people not to be able to talk back to you, I assume that's the chat. That you want other people to, let's say, perhaps be quote-unquote choked, meaning have no response to what you say. So either go to a Rebbe and learn, or say something, say that item that you want to say in the name of a great person. Okay, interesting. Either way, when you teach your son, make sure you teach him from a book. That is correct. The question is, my high, what are you talking about? What is this? When a person is learning for the first time, new, meaning when a son is new, he's young, because one mistake goes into a person's head, so then it's in his head. Meaning, and this is true, and I remember learning it in education in grad school, that to unlearn something is much harder to learn something. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that once a person makes a mistake, so if you're teaching them from a sefer, and the sefer has mistakes, so that's bad if that's when he's learning things for the first time. He said as well, don't cook in a pot where your friend has cooked. Of course, says, my knee, what is this? So he says, grusha b'chai v'ayla. Right, don't marry a grusha, someone, a woman who's been divorced while her husband is still alive. That remark is because when someone said that garish shenasa grusha, if you have a divorced man and a divorced woman and they get together, so then they get married. So then arba deos bamita, there are four thoughts in the bed, meaning right, they're all still thinking about their previous spouses. Okay. V'boisema, or whatever you could say, afilu ba'almana, even, right, if someone who's an almana, a widow, v'fi, she'in kol etzbos shavos, because, right, a person's men are not all the same, and, right, she'll be thinking about her previous bias with her previous husband. Okay, mitzvah v'guv gadol, if a person wants to do a mitzvah, and literally means, I guess, have a big body, but that's not what it means, right, if Rashi says, if you look in tirtza lasos, mitzvah, if you want to do a mitzvah, v'gam tishtacher, and benefit monetarily. So what should you do? Ochol peros velo sachar. Meaning, as Rashi explains over here, you should lend money to a friend, and then you'll get some. Meaning, and for some property, because then you'll benefit from the property, and he'll benefit from the money that you lent him. Meaning, that'll be the I guess the collateral. You'll benefit from the property, and he'll benefit from the money, and that's certainly a big mitzvah to lend money, as opposed to giving tzedakah. Right, lending money sometimes is a greater mitzvah than giving tzedakah, because you enable someone to make their own parnasa. Right, you can you can give it for someone to fish, or you can teach him how to fish, or whatever the phrase is. Obviously better to teach them how to fish. Okay, either way, mitzvah guf tahor, if the person wants to do a mitzvah and have a tahor, a pure spiritual body, then no se isha v'lobanim, should marry a woman and have children, right? Obviously that's is a holy way to express natural male urges. Okay, fine. Arba dvarim tzivah rabbeinu akadosh banav, and four things similarly, right, once we're talking about advice from great tzaddikim, so four things that Rebbe taught his children. He said, "Al tader b'shech niziv, don't live in this town. Mishum deleitz nehavu, because they're leitzanim. They make a mockery of things. U'mashkulacha b'leitzanusa, and they will drag you into their mockery of things." Right again, what is it? A scorn or a mockery drives out. I forget the phrase right. I'm blanking on all these phrases. Baruch Hashem, it's late. Either way, mockery, right? It will not. Was not helpful and doesn't allow for a person to grow spiritually. V'alteshiv al mitas aramis, and don't sit on the bed of a woman who's an Aramean woman from Aramea. Right, looks like Aramio Vidovi, right, from where Lovel was from. Ikad Amri, so there are two ways to understand this last one, right? What does he mean? Don't sit on the bed of a woman from Aramia. So Ikad Amri, galo tigni below Kriyashma. Some people say, I guess there are three ways, some people say don't go to bed without saying Kriyashma. So again, it's as if, you go to bed without saying Kriyashma, it's as if you're like a guy. Ikad Amri, galo tins of Giurta. Some people say, shouldn't marry a gira, which is obviously odd, because certainly, for example, Rus married Boaz married Rus, right, just a couple months down the line we'll read about on Shavuos, and obviously that's a little bit strange. Perhaps it could be in certain situations, right, knowing where the giras came from. Okay, but fine. Vicky Dameron, some people say Aramias Mamish, it means literally don't sit on the bed of an Aramean woman, literally, right? In Mishnah Maaseh Rav Papa, it's the story of Rav Papa. Rashi tells a story over here where Rav Papa was owed money by a woman, and she said, just sit on the bed right here while I go get your money. And sure enough, she'd hidden a dead child underneath the bed, and when she came back, she said, "Oh, you killed him!" And the way Rashi ends the story over here, is that Rav Papa had to run away, had to flee from wherever he was living. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi tells a story elsewhere I think in Brachos, if I'm not mistaken. I forget exactly where. But the story at the end, Rav Papa actually catches her. And he says, no, I'm not sitting on this bed until you lift the bed and I can see what's underneath it. Okay. But that's the story of the Papa. V'al tavriach atzmecha min hamech, tavriach atzmecha min hamechas, don't run away from taxes. Domim mishkechulu v'shaklu minach kol yislach, because maybe they'll find you, and then, right, they'll charge you more tax than what you were actually owed, they'll take everything from you. V'al tamo b'nei ha'shor, v'shash sh'ole min ha'agam, don't stand in front of a cow, of an ox, when it comes up from the swamp, from the marshes, right? V'nei sh'asotan meraki to ben karnav, because the sultan is dancing between his horns. Now, I would have taken that at face value based on the last couple of Gemaras that we've been learning, but Mestama, the Rashbam says, no, it just means that sometimes when the bull comes up from there, he's ready to roll and ready to gore and ready to dance or whatever. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Bashor, Shach, Rabbi Menisam, and only applies to a black bull in the springtime. Okay, fine. Tani Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia says, Marchikin Mishortam, Chavishan Amma, you got to stay away 50 Amos away from a Shortam. Mishor Muad Kamale Enav, and you have to stay as far away as a Shor Muad. If you have a Shor Muad who's always goring, so then you can't, right? As far away, far as he can see, because apparently he will gore anything in sight. Tana Mishmed Rabbi Meir, Reish Torah Bidikula, Sakli Igra, Vishadi Darga, Mitutach. Even if a bull is eating in its, I guess, the trough, so you should still run up to the roof and kick down the ladder, right? Again, stay out of the way of a bull. Amar Rav, Rav said, Nizhara the Torah hein hein, Nisa de Aryeh zezeh. This is just referring to, coaxing these animals along. Apparently a bull is hein hein, a lion is zezeh. Nisa de gamla dada, that's what we say for a camel. And Nisa de arba, and for people on a boat, I guess they used to yell, just like pirates did right back in the day, they would say, again, I don't know what this means, but hili, haya, hili, what is it, hila, hilu, kulia, that was apparently, you know, yo-ho, yo-ho, pirate's life for me, right? That's the, this is the Gemara's version of the, of that cry. Okay. Amar Abai, Abai says, or dag, v'kos chamen, ubeitzim, v'kinim, levenim, kulim, koshim, l'davar acher. All of these things cause a person to have davar acher is used several times throughout the Gemara. Sometimes it refers to a pig, but here it refers to tsaras. And what is, and all these things could lead you to tzaras. What is or skin? Dog is a fish. We're going to explain each one of these. Kos is a coast, as we'll see in a second. Chamin is hot water. Beitzim, obviously, are eggs. And kinim levanim are levanim, are white lice. So what is that? So or that man degani ameshcha letzala, person who sleeps on skin that has been unfinished, that is not made into actual hides yet. Okay. Dog is shibuta b'yom Nisan. Don't eat shibuta. It's a type of fish in the days of Nisan. Kos is shira kasad arsana, don't eat leftover kasad arsana, right? That's what we said, you have to make special for Shabbos, so Mestala, make sure you finish it. Chamin, which is not cholin, sfardi cholin, but it means hot water, right? Chamin mi de chamin mi meshadri lilave, right? If a person who has hot water poured on him, so that could lead to tzaras. Beitzin, what's that? Man de midrach aklipim, someone who steps on eggshells, maybe the source for, I'm on superstition not to step on eggshells, okay, I don't know. Kinim levanim, if you're white lice, demand the machazer levushe velo natirlei timni yomi v'hadir lavishlo. That's someone who washes his clothes but does not wait 8 days before wearing them. Barian hanach kinim, right, because apparently the washing process would kill the lice after 8 days, but not before that. So apparently if a person wears that clothes again, so then the lice kind of like, not tchis amesim, but it means they don't die completely, and the v'kashin davar achayin, that could cause you to have tzaras. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, based on the ispe shunra, if you have a house with a cat, my parents have cats. So, lo neil bay inish below masane. Don't walk around without shoes. Now, my time, what's the reason? Mishun the shunra kata l'chiyuva v'achale. Because cats kill snakes and eat snakes. Vispe chivia garme kitini. And their snakes have really small bones. V'yosif lo garme de chivure ba'akare. And if you have a snake bone that you step on, lo nafik. Apparently it doesn't come out and it could put a person in danger. Obviously these, whenever you're talking about snakes and stuff like that, so that's ready. Back then their floors were dirt, right? They didn't have, the tiling and the building and the foundations, all the stuff that we have. Obviously this stuff is not necessarily dangerous, really. Some people say that no, the other way around, meaning that it's not about a house that has a cat, but it's a house that doesn't have a cat, right? Based on the less fish owner, if you have a house that does not have a cat, low nail by Inchibahara, then you shouldn't go in there, right now without shoes, but when it's dark, you shouldn't go in there when it's dark. My time and why is that? Because maybe there'll be a snake, and the snake will be dangerous for him. But if you go into a house with a cat, so then you obviously don't have to worry about snakes, because cats kill snakes. Ironically enough, when did this come up? This came up, not just like Halacha, but in Harnof, where I live. So they've been drilling, they've been digging through the mountain to create a new highway. And at the same time, they got rid of the outdoor garbages that we had, and they replaced them with these underground garbages, which makes it much nicer, to be honest. But it also gets rid of the cat population, because the cats would obviously live off the garbage. So what people were saying is that we should feed the cats, because cats kill snakes. And snakes very often will come up from inside the mountain when there is digging. So that was a whole big thing over here, and I think we have a decent amount of cats still hanging around in the neighborhood. All right, either way. That's just Gemara reminded me of that. Shlosha Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi. Now, it could be that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi learned underneath Rabbi, so that seems to be strange. It could be that it was Rav. Either way. But three things Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said. He said, Altas Mum Ba'atzmecha, give yourself a Mum. What is that? Mayhi, what is that? So, Lotavi Lachadina Bahadi Tlasa, don't go to a Beis Din with three people, against three people, because, as if you know anything about the Jewish court, right, Dechad Havi Baal Dinach, Vitrei Sade, right, you end up with one guy who's a Baal Din, and then two witnesses, right, to mess you over, right, that guy has two witnesses built into his claim if he has two other people with him. Okay, Val Tamlod Al HaMekach Meshasha Ein Chadamim, don't stand near. Mekach is not the seller, but the stuff he's selling, what's the word? Merch. Don't stand near any merchandise or produce. She'in l'chadami, if you don't have any money, meaning because you're going to cause people not to buy it. I actually asked a shayla about this, if I could go into a store with no intention of buying. And my Rebbe said, I remember when I asked him, he said, today the opposite is true, that people are happy for other people to be in their store, because you know they people see people in the store, and they draw other people in. So I wanted to try on running shoes, but I wasn't going to buy from him because they're much more expensive in Israel. I was going to order them in America. So he said, yes, you can go and try on the shoes, no problem. Even if you have no intention of buying, first of all, it might be on sale. It might offer it for you for cheaper. Second of all, store owner is very happy to see that, for people to walk by and see that the store is full. And so that's fine. Okay, so either way, the Gemara here says a little bit of the contrary, but that was the psak that I got. If a woman goes to the mikvah, don't sleep with her on the first night. Now, obviously, the Gemara is going to point out that there's a mitzvah to be with your wife when she comes back from the mikvah, and that's what Rav says right away. He takes care of that. Shaila uvenida d'oraisa. That's only talking about nida d'oraisa. And nowadays we do not, neither the rice is after 7 days, right? On the eighth day, she can go straight to the mikvah regardless of how much blood she saw on the seventh day, because that's already, if she's been bleeding for 7 days, midah raisa, she can go to the mikvah and everything's fine. But the thing to hear and not to be with her is because, listen, she just bled today, right? It could be an issue. And that's what, maybe she's not done bleeding, right? She has to wait until she's done bleeding. Let's say she goes to the mikveh after 7 days and she's still bleeding. Right? You got messed up. And that's a big problem. Right? That's what Rav says. And we need a daraisa hold the hooksuk, my empasuach, since there's a chazaka here that she's open, that she's bleeding. Maybe she'll have a ziva, which is just a type of blood flow, right? Because they're set according, without getting into all these hilchos nida. Daraisa, there are 7 days of nida and 11 days of ziva. Right? So it's the same blood. It's just called different things. La'alacha. With different nafkaminas lalacha as well, but lamaisa, it could be that she'll bleed, and then obviously that's a big problem to sleep with anita. Shloshet dvarim tziva Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi, and again, three more things Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said in the name. Let's say Art Gir says Rabbi could be Rav, right? As we said before, altetzi yichidi b'layla, don't go out at night by yourself. Al tamo b'fnei haner arum, don't stand naked before a light. Valtikanis namerchatz chadash shema tifaches, right? Don't go into a new bathhouse, because the floor might collapse. The way they built the bathhouses back then is that they had boiling hot water underneath, supported by poles. So obviously, as you can imagine, if you have boiling hot water underneath and the floor collapses and there are poles there, there's no way for you to really extricate yourself from the boiling hot water. It might be really bad. Ad kama, how long is this into effect? So the Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, right? Ad shneim asar chodesh. That's 12 months before you go. I don't know how that guy made it any parnasa, but Lamaisa, 12 months after a bathhouse has been built. That Talmud b'fnei haner arum, don't stand in a light when you're naked. The tiny one, the Rabbi said, ha'omid b'fnei haner arum, Havi nichve, person, if his person stands in the light but when he's naked, he come nichve, they translate as someone who gets epilepsy. Okay. Rahman al-Tzlah. Havi shamish mitasu lo'oranen, havi in lo'banim nichve, and same thing if a person has beer with his wife in the light. Tana rabbanim, without the rabbisa. Let's see here. Let's go a little further. If a person sleeps with his wife when there's a baby in bed, also that baby will Rahman al-Tzlan have epilepsy. That's only if it's not yet a year old. If it's old, if it's 1 year old, then there's nothing to worry about. And that's only if the baby is by the edge of the bed, at the end, by the foot. But if the baby is by the head of the bed, then everything's fine. And that's only if you didn't touch, don't put your hand on the child. But if apparently if you put your hand on the child, then everything is fine. We're gonna stop here and we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. We're both say have a Shavua Tov, a good Chodesh, good Rosh Chodesh, and very exciting to march towards the end of the Masechta with you. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.